Ed, understand that there was a stabbing and arrest. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about what led up to it.
We're still investigating as to what the altercation was that actually took place between the two men. But we do know that at approximately 3 a.m. on Sunday morning, September the 1st, the suspect, Christopher McCullough, and the victim, Darquan Johnson, had gotten to some sort of altercation. Now, several hours later, this altercation became heated, and then McCullough had stabbed Johnson in the chest. Now, when deputies were called for the second fight, the one that occurred at 5 a.m., by the time deputies had arrived, witnesses told us that both the victim and the suspect had left the scene, and we searched the area with negative results. A few minutes after that, however, Upper Chesapeake Medical Center notified us that Mr. Johnson had been brought to their facility. He was suffering a stab wound into the chest. Now, they treated him there and then subsequently transported him to shock trauma.
And it was some time before the suspect was arrested, correct?
That's correct. We had initial witness information as to who the parties were. But by the time we had gotten the information at the hospital and then started looking for the suspect, he was nowhere in the area that we were aware of. However, throughout the day, detectives did follow several leads down. They tracked him to a residence in the Hartford Square community of Edgewood. And while there, they did locate an address, went to the home, but the residents at the home would not let the deputies in nor confirm that this individual was there. Immediately after that, uniformed deputies stayed in the area. They surveilled the area, and then they saw the suspect, Mr. McCullough, run from the back of the residence where they were checking. They had a brief foot pursuit with him, but did take him into custody without further incident.
He faces several charges now.
That's correct. He does face attempted first-degree murder and both first- and second-degree assaults. And I should note that the victim's condition at this time is critical, so we'll watch that very closely. But for right now, McCullough is charged, again, with attempted first-degree murder, both first- and second-degree assault. He is currently in the Hartford County Detention Center under no bond.
Okay, and as far as at this point, you, in terms of a motive or reason for the fight, there that's still unknown.
That's still unknown for right now. Obviously, there's a lot of people that are giving us information as to what the fight may be have been about, but it's all speculation on the witnesses' part. And until we get a detailed interview with Mr. McCullough, or actually more to the point when Mr. Johnson regains consciousness and we can talk to him about what has happened, that will probably narrow down our motive more better.